Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. A trait desire.
Salud. Welcome to another edition of iMac with your host, McCorley Matthew, and my host on the other line, co-host, William Ramo. William, are you still there, or did you hang up?
What's up, man? How you doing?
How's it going? Tonight is a special edition of iMac. It's a Straight Edge Society edition. I'll explain later, but tonight I hope, hopefully I can convert you guys to join the movement. And join Straight Edge, because after tonight, your world will change and will never be the same. society. If you don't know, tonight you're going to know. As you know, Will, Straight Edge Society was started by our savior, CM Punk.
That's your savior.
That's my savior and Straight Edge Society. And tonight, I want everyone to join. Our society, we're trying to spread the word. We're trying to change the world.
That's your area.
All the sins of society we're trying to get rid of. All the drug taking, sex having, money greediness. We want to take that. We want to wash all of those sins away tonight. And I want all you guys to join the Straight Edge Society. Now, Will, I know we were talking about this off the air. I know you don't want to join because, I mean, for some reason you're a little skeptical about our society. But I assure you, Will, once you join, we'll take care of you, and you'll be a righteous person.
No, thank you, man. I'm one of the people.
Yeah, you just wanna have sex all day. You wanna drink alcohol and do drugs. Well, I know you don't do drugs. Well, yeah, I know. I know you don't do drugs and everything, but the people out there who do drugs, they're the ones that should be forgiven and join us.
But you shouldn't criticize people.
I'm not criticizing anyone.
Mistakes.
Who am I criticizing?
But they are people too, man.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Did you hear me?
Realize.
I said, we will forgive their sins and they shall join our movement.
You should realize you shouldn't be preaching your beliefs of Straight Edge Society on people.
If they don't want to join, that's fine. But to those that want to join, we shall welcome you.
You should watch something shocking, something that could prevent you from. This is something that all Straight Edge people should watch. 639. They're gonna talk about Nick and Isaiah Thomas.
Hey, okay. Enough about the. Let's be serious here. Enough with the nonsense. Listen, all you people out there doing drugs, committing adultery, chasing after money. Once you join Straight Edge Society, you'll be a different person. All the drugs, all the years of marijuana, heroin use, all the years of having sex with strippers and hookers, like some people I know. Once you join Straight Edge Society, you'll be a new person. All the sins that you committed in the past, they'll be long forgotten. And you'll be a new person just like me. I mean, look at me. I joined this past week. I mean, I used to be just like you.
Like
Although I was not as moral as you were. But
yo, you got the wrong person.
Well, no, I said I used to be just like you, but I, you know, of course, me.
Not
I didn't
me.
Have that much
you
morals.
You must be talking about in general, not me.
No, I'm saying, you know, we used to be alike, you know, we used to think alike, you know, we used to talk about, you know, girls.
Oh, wait, you should put on 639, man.
I don't want to, this is not about the Knicks, please.
Isaiah Thomas might return as the GM.
I don't care about entertainment right now, I care about the word of Straight Edge Society. No, let me tell you something. When I was in junior high, I tried marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I thought it was delicious. Because, you know, all the kids were trying it. And I regret that moment. If I had Straight Edge in my life at that time, probably wouldn't have done that. The Straight Edge has changed my life in just 1 week. I mean, I'm reading the Bible now. The Straight Edge Bible, that is. I don't even watch Bikini. There was just a Bikini show, this Hooters Swimsuit Edition. I'm not going to even watch that. Because, come on. Who wants to see women in bikinis walking on the stage? Talking about nothing.
Everybody.
Real serious. The old McCorley would have loved that. Actually, you know, the old McCorley would have gotten aroused, to be honest with you. But now, it's nothing. I don't even care anymore. You know what I get aroused from? Hearing the word of our savior, CM Punk. Let's go.
Why you keep moving me with yourself? And if you want to talk about
I didn't
you,
say you.
You keep saying you. I'm not.
No, I didn't say you. I said, you know what I get aroused from? I get aroused from hearing the word our savior, CM Punk.
You keep using you, our.
No, I'm not you in general. I'm talking about you like everybody out there. Not you specifically, Will. Jesus. Sorry, I said the Lord's name in vain. But I want you, all you guys out there, just to listen to what I have to say. Join our society. Because it'll do good for you. StraightEdgeSociety.com. That's a society website.
Well, you should realize you're the people. You should recognize that The Rock is the great one and not CM Punk.
Can you stop talking about wrestling? And start talking about something serious here?
You're following a wrestler.
I'm following a movement.
You're following a movement without a leader.
CM Punk is our leader, savior.
And what does CM Punk do for a living?
Yeah, he's a wrestler, but I'm not following his wrestling. Sorry, I'm not following his body slams, even though he sacrifices his body for us. But if all you guys want to wash your sins away, you got to have to cut your hair, because that's how everyone who joins the Straight Edge Society.
If you're doing this cult, man, I think.
Could you stop? I'm offended. You're calling us a cult.
Well, wake up! Open your eyes, man.
Do you mind if what if I called you what if I called you a sinner? What do you think about that?
Well, we're all sinners, even you, Macaulay.
What if I call you a hypocrite? How would you feel about that?
Then I call you Chris Jericho.
Okay. You see, now you're becoming nonsensical now. With Chris Jericho.
Hey.
Who the hell cares about Chris Jericho?
He's the one that calls people hypocrites.
I don't care. I told you, I don't follow wrestling
so
anymore.
Maybe Chris Jericho is a secret member of your Straight Edge Society.
No, he's not.
Hey, have you ever thought about that, Macaulay?
Listen. Come on, let's be serious here. Come on, we're getting off topic. Don't you agree with me that there's a lot of sins being committed out in the society right now?
Well,
look at the Tiger Woods. What's that guy's name that cheated on Sandra Bullock?
Jesse James.
Jesse James.
See the
adult
see,
man
the
committing,
society,
committing adultery. I mean, come on.
The Straight Society brainwashed you. You don't even remember. You always talked about this all the time.
No, because I really don't care about a guy that committed a sin like that. If they had joined the Straight Edge Society, they would have still been with their wives.
You said if Edge joined the Straight Edge Society?
No, Tiger Woods and Jesse James.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you keep bringing up wrestlers' names?
I thought that's what you said.
No, not Edge. What Edge? How do we go from Tiger Woods to Edge?
I thought that's what you said.
Listen, I've committed a lot of sins, you know. You know me. I've told you a lot about me.
I know. We all know you've
I've had premarital intercourse. I've had threesomes.
Yeah.
I've lied. I've cheated. Smoked pot. Even drunk alcohol. But now, I'm a pure person after joining Straight Edge Society. No more. There'll be no more of that. No more bad, lewd, rude behavior. The next time we hang out, Will, you know where we're going?
To Barney's house?
The Straight Edge Society. The Straight Edge Society meeting.
So can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When did you
convert? Last week.
Yeah. What day?
Monday.
And
I had a dream that CM Punk came to me and told me to join them, and at first I was resistant. But I realized, you know, he started preaching the word to me, and that touched my heart. And when I woke up from the dream, I was I was sweating.
You're using blasphemous stuff. You're using a wrestler.
How am I using blasphemous
words.
Stuff?
Yes, you're using words from.
No, that's not how does that blasphemous.
From the Bible. And
no.
You're twisting it to your cult.
No. Please, don't say it's blasphemous because you can preach the word in so many different ways.
It's the word.
There's people that say word up. Is that blasphemous?
But when you talk about the word, you're talking about the gospel.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about his words, his words, his message. You know, hey, if you have a problem, you could just, go to our Savior's headquarters and protest, like I said, you know. This, you know, the good thing about this society is it allows us freedom of speech. So, you know, if you, you're entitled to your own opinion, and if you have something to say, hey, feel free to protest about it.
So have you met Luke Gallows and Cyrano yet?
I haven't yet, but when I do meet them, I'm going to bow down. And you should bow down, too, if you're ever in their presence. And cut your hair. They'll cut your hair if you want to join. You hear me?
What would you say to CM Punk if you saw him?
First of all, I would kiss his feet, bow down to him, and thank him for sacrificing his body and his hair for me and the rest of the society. And I want all you to do the same as well.
You have been misled because CM Punk didn't cut his hair.
Yes, he did. He sacrificed his hair. No, Will, come on. You're offending me now.
You were forgetting the pay-per-view event.
He sacrificed his body. He sacrificed his hair. Regardless of how who cut it or not. That was a sacrifice, wasn't it?
You were part of the
he put his hair on the line for us.
You were part of the WWE Universe.
No, I'm not part of no damn universe. I'm part of... Oh, excuse my language. I'm part of Straight Edge Society.
See? That's the Straight Old
Edge.
Coming. Come out, come up.
No, the Old McCorley is non-existent.
In there.
The Old
McCorley
is non-existent.
You're in there.
No, I'm not.
Come on, pal. You can come out of there. We know.
Let me tell you something, Will. Okay. Why don't you want to join the society? Tell us.
What was that?
Why don't you want to join? Why? You don't want to be a righteous person? You don't want to be pure?
I want to be a righteous person. And
you don't
want to
be drug-free?
I am already drug-free. I already live the
How do I know that?
Because you know me. That's why. I don't...
Obviously, I don't know you that well.
Well, you don't, because apparently you got misled by the straight-edge society. CM Punk has twisted your mind.
No, he's not.
Yes, man. You used to like R-Truth. You used to be excited when R-Truth
came. R-Truth is
up?
A fake wrestler?
R-Truth is a real wrestler. He has talent. Sure, his finishing move.
But he is a real rapper, I can say that. He is a real rapper. Just like CM Punk is a real savior.
No, he's a wrestler. They're both wrestlers. You used to like Bret Hart. You used to like Razor Ramon. You used to like the bad guy. Now you like this false savior. This anti-Christ.
CM
Punk.
You're pushing my buttons now. Don't call him a false savior now.
He is.
Don't call him that.
He didn't. Did he wake me up when he died on the cross 2,000 years ago?
He sacrifices his body. He gets body slammed for us and pile drivered and suplexed. Kid, do you do that?
The only time I've seen him got power drivers by Undertaker.
Please.
That's the only time I've seen him.
Oh, you're Undertaker, huh? That, the guy from the hell? The guy who worships the devil? The Undertaker, right.
Do you have a problem with Kane?
That's another devil worshiper. Why, you like Kane and Undertaker? Then you must be a devil worshiper yourself.
I didn't say I like them.
Sounds like it.
Great wrestlers.
Sounds like it.
And you used to like Paul Bearer.
No, I didn't.
Undertaker before you went to sleep.
Listen, let's talk about something serious here. Let's talk about our society in general here. We live in a society today, basically... So it's full of sin. I mean, look at LeBron.
That's true.
Who's going to take a lot of money.
He could have saved the Knicks by coming here. But instead,
he could have been the Knicks' savior, yes.
Exactly.
He could have been the Knicks' savior.
He prostituted himself to try to win a championship. And
oh,
instead,
and by the way.
He's not the king.
And by the way, you said that some of the things I'm saying is blasphemous. What about when people are calling LeBron a savior? Isn't that supposed to be blasphemous as well?
Exactly. And I never called him the savior.
Oh, you just did.
King. No, I didn't. I said
yes, you did.
Saved. You called him a savior.
You called him a savior.
No, I
you
didn't.
Said he could have saved the Knicks.
He could have saved the Knicks. I didn't call him a savior. Firemen save people. Doesn't mean that they're saviors.
They might be.
But they're. They save people.
Listen, I'm not talking
heroes.
I don't want to talk about a guy who plays basketball. Who makes
you're
money off
a guy
of it.
Who's wrestling.
Yeah, but at least they got the guy has a message. What message does LeBron have? To win a championship?
Yeah, to win a championship and you know, break the hearts of fans from Cleveland for trying to, you know, fans who were loyal to him, fans who worship him. And it shows you can't trust man.
No, as far as LeBron goes, I really don't care about him.
I don't care about him either.
Basketball anymore.
I don't care about him either.
You know, I'll still watch the Knicks.
Anymore.
But calling LeBron the King of Kings, King LeBron,
he didn't
King
win
James,
a
Savior, he doesn't even deserve that title because we know who's the real King of Kings and who's the real Savior. He's up in the sky.
Jesus Christ.
And he's here on Earth.
He will be on Punk. Earth, but when the time is right. Not CM Punk. CM Punk is a false prophet. He's a false Savior. He is an Antichrist.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That's... You're going too deep there, my friend. You're Antichrist. How do you know that?
Well, he's not the Antichrist, but he is pretending like he's Jesus Christ.
Okay. What if he is?
And he's not.
What if
he's
is?
Not. If he was Jesus Christ, there would be no question if he was Jesus
What if he
Christ.
Came up
Everybody
to you one day
know.
And he said, he revealed to himself that he was the Christ, what would you say?
No, because what you're saying contradicts.
No, what would you say if he did?
It contradicts the word.
No, answer the question. What if he did? What if he came up to you and said, "Hey, Will, listen, I'm the Christ." What would you say?
All knees shall bow.
Oh, you see, you don't want to answer the question. You don't want to answer the question.
CM Punk, we all know he is not.
Come on, go ahead, please. Can you answer the question?
He's a phenomenal wrestler.
No, but what if he did reveal himself to be Christ to you? What would you say?
He's a Jesus himself.
You still don't want to answer it.
Even Jesus Christ, 2,000 years ago, said that there'll be false prophets. There'll be false people that stand
okay,
Will. For him and that day.
Listen,
Christ.
Answer the question. If he came up to you, he revealed himself as Christ to you, what would you say?
I will know that he's not.
What if it was? You see, you don't want to accept the fact that it might be. You just want to deny the fact that, you know, it could be him.
And you deny the fact that he's not.
Hey, he could be, he couldn't. Maybe he is. Who knows?
He's just a wrestler.
We don't know that.
I know that.
Maybe he is a prophet. Maybe he's not the Christ. Anybody could be Christ right now. But President Obama could be the Christ.
He's not.
I could be the Christ. You could be the Christ. Anybody could be the Christ.
You're being blasphemous, my friend.
No, I'm not. How is that being blasphemous? There is even a song called If God Was One of Us. You keep saying I'm being blasphemous. I'm talking the truth.
You're talking about how people are blasphemous and you should look in the mirror yourself, friend.
How am I being
You're
blasphemous?
Judging.
Explain.
You're judging people.
How am I being blasphemous?
You need to look in the mirror, pal.
How am I being blasphemous?
You need to stop wearing your John Cena hat.
No. Explain. No. Seriously, how am I being blasphemous? Explain.
I just explained it to you.
No, you're not. You're talking about John Cena hat. I don't know what John Cena hat got to do with being blasphemous, but...
Because you're calling CM Punk a Christ, and you're saying that anybody on earth could be.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah, that's not blasphemous. That's just an opinion. That's just an idea.
Then fine. Read the Bible and try to understand instead of forcing your false doctrine onto to your listeners.
Okay. And yeah, and that's right. It's my listeners, so I get to say anything I want. If any of you guys want to join,
thinking that
you know where to meet me.
Is there straight as savior?
Well, after tonight, buddy, you will find out that there will be a lot of people joining, and there will be a lot of people thinking like I do.
Instead of preaching the gospel, you're teaching them false doctrine.
Well, hey, if you want to preach the gospel, you could do it on your show. Sports Urban Legend, tomorrow at 6.
I will.
Do it.
I will talk about LeBron James. I will talk sports. I will talk entertainment.
And the gospel. We
will talk about the gospel.
Okay.
Believe that.
All right. Man. So there you go. I could spread the word about Straight Edge Society. You could spread the word about the gospel on your show.
The truth.
Okay.
The
and
truth
you know what?
The
truth. We'll get back to this. In a few. I just want to play a song by Eminem. And I don't know if Eminem has joined the Straight Edge Society, but it looks like it because he has a new song called Not Afraid. And the song seems to be kind of like an anthem for the Straight Edge Society right now.
I thought CM Punk's theme song was the anthem for the Straight Edge Society.
No, that's just his entrance music. That's just his entrance music.
Somebody told me you wanted to be the Black Lou Barrymore.
What did you say?
Somebody told me that you wanted to be the next Black Lou Barrymore.
Hey, listen, I got no time for nonsense. Let me just play Eminem's Not Afraid song.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you there.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take a thing out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. For me, so fuck the world, feed it teams. It's cashed up, everything's stopping me. I'ma be what I set out to be, without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those fools look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No exams or buts, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From infinite down to the last relaxed album, he's still sitting. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he shits his bowels out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse, he's married to the game. Like I fuck you for Christmas, his gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the urge to pull his dick from the dirt. And fuck the whole universe. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Just take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. I'll up if you feel like you've been down. We're playing with the rules and shit and cut the crap. I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's the rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, fuck your feelings. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. Instead of fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last, we last CD was aired. Perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back to Black Cloud. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how.
Breaking out of this chain. I'm a face. I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you. I've been through the ringer, but taking too little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no singers and drop dead. No more beat slingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this group like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single. Up to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up, cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm not afraid.
Yeah, that's right, people. Don't be afraid to take a stand. So, Will, what do you think about that song?
Sound nice?
Sound right? Yeah. I'm telling you, that's the anthem for the Straight Edge Society right now. And we have a caller on the line. Hello? Hello? Hello, caller? Hello? Hello? Speak up now. Hello?
Your caller is afraid.
Hello?
I guess your caller is afraid.
Talk now, caller. Hello?
I guess your caller's afraid.
Hello?
Your caller doesn't want to take your hand.
Hey, phantom caller, speak up. Because he doesn't want to speak. Because he's afraid of the word.
Maybe it's CM Punk. Maybe CM Punk just want to give you the silent treatment.
Speak up, caller. Hello?
I guess the probably didn't hang up already.
Yeah, the damn caller. Oh, excuse my language. I think the caller hang up.
I think by the end of the show, the old Macaulay's coming back.
The old Macaulay will not come back.
Where is the old Macaulay?
The old Macaulay is non-existent. But I want to go to another song. And, you already know what song this is about, and hopefully this will hypnotize you guys to join.
Oh,
as good as church music. Almost as good as church music, right, Will? Do you agree with me or not? Of course you don't. Well, are you still there or did you hang up already?
I'm here.
Okay. Have you decided to join yet or not?
I'm not joining. And by the time the show's ending, I'm going to make sure that old Macaulay comes back.
Well, I know there's a caller on the line who keeps calling and he wants to join. Hello? Hello, caller? Hello?
Yeah,
Hello?
Macaulay, what have you created your audience for?
Who's this?
You suck,
Who's
man.
This? Speak up.
Motherfucker.
Hello?
Motherfucker, you suck.
Hey, language. Language, sir. Sir, you know you're going to join Straight Edge. Why are you calling my show? Hello? Hello? Yeah, I didn't think so. Call my show and curse on my show. You know you're going to join Straight Edge Society. With that profanity. Anyway, sorry for that audience. Some pathetic individual called my show and just laid some profanity at me. What's so funny, Will?
Hey, man. See, you shouldn't have, you know, mess with people like that. You know, they want the old Macaulay back.
Like that affect me, please.
We want the old Macaulay back.
No, the old Macaulay is non-existent, I told you. That's the problem with our society. You see that pathetic individual who just called in and decided to curse on the phone on my show? It's individuals like that that need to be... They should go to hell. Seriously.
Say what?
They need to go to hell. Especially when you curse at someone who's preaching the word. Damn it! Excuse my language. Getting a little frustrated here.
Well, hey, man.
I didn't betray my audience.
You're preaching this false doctrine, man.
What doctrine?
We want the old Macaulay.
You act like I'm writing a communist manifesto or something.
This is not Macaulay, man. Macaulay doesn't care about... The old Macaulay doesn't care about the state of society.
Look, I'm watching. Look, right now I'm they're on TV right now. This is just I see a bunch of girls in bikinis. I mean, this is what's wrong with our society now. I mean, is that all we care about?
What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, it's not ethical. Women shouldn't be in bikinis, running around on stage talking about nothing.
The old Macaulay cared about that.
That was the old Macaulay. This is the new Macaulay. This is a follower of the Straight Edge Society movement. If you guys want to learn more about Straight Edge Society, just watch SmackDown on Fridays, 8:00 Eastern Time, and just listen to CM Punk, our savior.
Stop calling him our savior. Jesus Christ is the only savior.
My savior.
That's yours.
And Straight Edge Society savior. And when I say our, I don't mean you, Will, so you don't have to get offended.
Sure, that don't mean me.
Yeah. So when I say our savior, I mean our society, my society savior. You know what I was saying? Straight Edge Society. And not including Will. There.
Right.
Are you fine with that?
I'm 100% fine with that.
Okay. I mean, before I joined Straight Edge, man, I was on a downhill path. I didn't do drugs, but I was drinking alcohol. I was partying. Looking at women. Thinking about women. Thinking about sex, money, greed, cheating, women, bikinis. But now all that's over. I've converted.
What do you think about now? CM Punk and Luke Gallows?
I think about religion and Straight Edge Society.
A false religion?
Hey, didn't you convert a few weeks ago?
To Christianity.
And what happened with that?
Well, this is not about me. This is about...
Well, let's make this about you now. Since you're, since you've been criticizing me this whole, for this whole show.
Okay, then you wanna...
Yeah, I'm gonna take shots at you now, my friend.
Then you... Well, that shows the difference between straight and society. A false thing, and,
You just, buddy, come on. Let's speak the truth here.
All right, I thought we were friends, but you wanna be...
We are friends!
No, you don't. You care more about...
Okay, you call me, you said, you call me blasphemous, you said, I'm speaking, you said what I'm saying is blasphemous tonight, what else did you say?
Yeah,
you called me a number of names tonight.
You called me a savior.
But that doesn't give you a right to, insult me.
I'm not insulting you, I'm telling you the truth.
Okay, well, let me tell you the truth.
Go ahead.
What happened to that conversion a few weeks ago?
What happened to your conversion a couple of days ago?
This is my conversion. Huh?
If you wanna be misled by CM Punk, that's
okay.
Up to you,
right? Right. Now you're changing the subject now.
I'm not gonna judge you. You want to
okay.
Worship a wrestler, go ahead.
Worship a wrestler. And what does he do outside of wrestling? You don't even know.
Yes, I do. Who is he dating?
Who cares about what he's dating? That's like saying who was Jesus dating?
Jesus didn't date anybody.
Exactly. So CM Punk isn't dating anyone. You don't know that. Everything that you hear is rumors.
Yes, he is dating somebody.
No, he's not.
Who is he not dating then?
I don't even know who he is or who he isn't.
You don't even want to hear the truth.
I don't even care.
He's dating Lita.
Yeah, that's what you care about. What I care about is his message. I don't even care about his personal life. I mean, do you ask your when you go to church? Do you ask your pastor, hey, who are you dating, by the way? Who are you married to? Do you ask him that? I don't think so. I mean, who's gonna ask a pastor or preacher who they're dating?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Jesus, you want me to answer your question?
Sure.
You said, does it matter if Jesus is dating somebody? Of course it matters. Would you date your aunt?
Would I date my aunt?
Exactly. Jesus created all the, Jesus created everybody. Why would he, that's an abomination.
That's like asking who Jesus is dating. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
CM Punk is a man, okay? And up until today, you didn't even care about CM
Punk.
Okay,
okay, listen. Okay.
R-Truth was your boy.
Okay, no, but you didn't answer my question. When you go to church, do you ask your preacher or pastor who they're dating? Or do you
they're
even
men.
Care about who they're dating?
They're men, just like us. They
yeah, but do you, but why? But what, why is that important? I mean... You're there to hear their message. You're not there to find out who they're dating.
The true message, not a wrestler talking.
Yeah, but regardless, I mean, do you ask them who they're dating?
There's a huge difference between a human being and Jesus. A person who is the Son of God who came down in man form to die.
You're still going in tangents. Do you ask your preacher or pastor who they're dating? Do you care about that?
As long as they're not cheating on their significant other, then I mean it's not
your business.
They're not doing anything wrong if they're not if a you know.
Exactly. So well, CM Punk, why should I be worried about his personal life if he's not doing anything wrong, adultery? Then what makes it? I mean,
how do you know if he is or if he isn't?
How do you know your preacher or pastor isn't?
Hey, I don't know. Who knows?
Exactly.
A person who truly go by what they say isn't gonna do stuff.
That's right. Yeah. So you don't know what CM Punk is doing in his personal life.
Look at Serena. Serena drunk. Serena pretend like
she was forgiven.
Know.
He forgave her.
CM CM Punk doesn't have the power to forgive. Only God does.
What are you talking about? Doesn't have the power to forgive? Everyone can forgive anybody.
He can't.
If you killed someone, what do you want that person's parents to forgive you? What do you mean we don't have the power to forgive anyone?
You can forgive people, but you can't forgive and take away their sins. You can forgive people. That's a matter of fact. That's what.
Well, but that doesn't make any sense.
Turn the other cheek.
There's murderers. There's people who have who've had their relatives killed by murderers, and they forgive they've forgiven for that sin. That's a sin if you kill someone.
Of course, it's a sin.
So why are they forgiving that guy for committing that sin?
Because Christ wants you to forgive people. If you want to be forgiven by Him, then you should forgive others.
Exactly. So why are you? So why did you say that we don't have the power to forgive people?
I said you don't have the. You cut me off. I said we don't have the power to forgive and take away the sins of others away from people. That's what I was going to say, but you cut me off.
We don't have the.
When you replay the tape, you'll see.
Okay.
That's what I was gonna say.
You said we don't have the power to forgive and take away people's sins.
Mm-hmm.
Taking away people's sins, that's up to the individual to stop committing the sin. It's not up to us to take away that sin. It's up to that person. That person, we have no control over that.
Yeah,
if a person wants to kill,
we don't have control over that, but who does?
Well, we could help. We could help stop it, prevent it.
How can you take away the sins of somebody else?
We can't take away, but we can help prevent
it. Okay, then we agree on that.
No, but I'm talking about as far as forgiving people. We do have the power to forgive.
I can't take away somebody's sin. He's a wrestler.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying the power to forgive.
This is the dumbest debate we've ever had on this show, period.
No, listen. Okay, listen. Seriously. The power to forgive. We do have the power to forgive. That's one thing.
What was the question? Repeat your statement.
The power to forgive. You said that we didn't. We do have that power.
We have the power to forgive others. We're supposed to forgive others.
Exactly.
If we want to be forgiven by God for our sins against other people, we have to forgive other people.
Yeah.
Who sinned against us. You're talking about as if we're all God and we could forgive people and all that stuff. We don't have
we can. Okay, there you go again. We can forgive people. You keep on backtracking.
We can't take away their sins.
This is not about taking away their sins. This is about forgiving. I told you, taking away their sins, we have no control over that. We can stop and prevent it from them committing
their
sins.
Yes, we can stop and prevent it. But we can't take away what we did in the past.
Well, nobody's talking about that.
That's what we were just talking about. That's what we were just talking about this whole time.
Well, yeah, I just know. I keep telling you that we have no control over that. I told you we can help and stop it. We can help to prevent and stop it. But yeah, we have no control about, you know, about this a person committing a sin, a sinful act. I mean, if you decide to commit adultery, I mean, that's on you. I have no control over that.
Yeah, but if you committed that, that'd be on you.
Exactly. But you have the power to forgive me if I kill someone, right? You do have the power. It's your free will. You can do what you want.
The person you wrong has the power to forgive you.
Well, you too, as a friend. You can say, hey, do you want to be my friend or not? You can either be my friend or not be my friend, if I did that, which, by the way, I would never do because I'm righteous. I'm a righteous person. I would never, you know, kill anyone.
But you forget, my friend, nobody's righteous. I'm not righteous, you're not righteous.
Hey, don't believe.
Jesus is righteous.
Speak for yourself, pal.
Hey, you're speaking for us because you're part
not
of this
us.
Society.
You're not
you're
with us.
Truth.
I'm talking about from my society. Who's us?
You're the one that keep talking about us.
Meaning me,
and
my
people.
Society.
And some people you know and all this stuff like that. You're talking about
our society.
You know,
I tell you, our society excluding Will.
Which society?
Straight edge society.
Or
the whole
society,
show's been about the straight edge.
The
Will,
real
come
society
on.
That we live in. Which one? Which
Straight Edge Society.
Wake up, Macaulay. The old Macaulay.
Okay?
Bring Macaulay back. Bring Macaulay back.
Well, seriously, let's be serious here.
So you hate the Yankees now?
Hey, people, I'm trying to have a serious conversation here.
Answer the question.
But
do you love the Yankees?
Of course, I watch baseball, yes. Well, what's wrong with that?
You still love the Yankees?
Yeah, I still like the Yankees. But I don't think I'll have the same passion as I did before, because I'll be concentrating more on my studies, on my Bible studies than the Yankees.
There's no such thing as a Straight Edge Bible.
Who says you?
Says CM Punk. CM Punk never talked about it on the show.
StraightEdgeSociety.com, buddy. Do your research.
And who created that website?
I think it was created by a Straight Edge Society member. So I hope tonight all you people realize that there's other things better out there than drugs, alcohol, sex, money.
This is not Macaulay. This is
you guys decided to join. And hey, if you want to be like Will and commit sinful acts, be like him.
That's the Tea Party and Nickel Black.
Huh?
I didn't say I'm a goody two shoes, but
it sounds
you're
like
acting like
it,
acting
it, so,
like
hey,
you're
it
right
sounds here. Like you wanna be a bad boy.
I never
you could be
a
bad boy if
boy.
You want, you know.
Between me and you, you're the one that's the
I'm not a bad boy. I just told you I converted. That's not me anymore.
And you call me a bad boy. I don't have to prove anything to anybody.
Neither do I.
And I don't have to join the Straight Edge Society. And you can't make me.
Hey, do what you want.
And you can't make your viewers join the Straight Edge Society.
Well, then
it's
you're going
choice.
To hell. I'm sorry to say that.
If they want to be misled by your false doctrine of, you know, Straight Edge Society, that's on them.
All right, well, going to end the show now because right now this conversation is going nowhere. But you guys, listen, I mean, you could play back, you could go to my show page and play this back if you want to listen to my message. And you could always go to Straight Edge Society page or listen to CM Punk on Friday nights on SmackDown and listen to his message. And once you do that, I assure you,
we
want
to
join our society, our movement.
Are you Virgil? This is it, Macaulay. This is Virgil right here.
Okay, and now
Macaulay would never sell out his views. Macaulay would never sell his beliefs.
So right now, I guess I'll see you guys next week on the Straight Edge. This show is no longer called IMAC. You know what it's called now?
What? I'm CM Punk?
No. Yes.
What? I am Straight Edge? I don't
I'm a messenger.
Oh, come on.